Hey, folks, remember something called 9-1-1 when the terrorists attacked America, destroyed some planes, brought some buildings down? It was horrible. I was living in upstate New York at the time, studying. I was in college. And I remember some of the locals and probably almost all Republicans up there. They did anything they could to create their own lawn signs. Not everyone, of course, but a bunch of people. They took some particle board or whatever and just painted, used whatever paint they had in the shed to write messages on the boards. And things like, hit the buildings, missed America, right? Things like that. And people would also, Republicans, I know, conservatives, I know, they would put that in their email signature lines. This is back when people were first getting into emails. So they would have that in their taglines. And people felt very strongly that this was America that was attacked, and they took it personally. A lot of people enlisted in the military that would not otherwise have. A lot of people with law degrees, or maybe they even quit law school and went into the army as infantrymen. And this was, of course, before the Iraq clusterfuck. So, the quality of the U.S. Army went up immensely because all these rich, educated people all of a sudden decided they want to be patriotic, you know, so they added themselves to the mix of the military. It was very good. And what if that happened today? I tell you what, if that happened today, as long as I was not in those buildings, my family was not in those buildings, my daughter's therapists were not in those buildings, and my money was not in those buildings, honestly, I could not give a fuck. Now, look, I would not be cheering like some dumb fucking Palestinian, right? Woohoo, yeah, Allahu Akbar, they brought down America. No, of course not. Of course not. I'm not going to be happy. It's a horrible way to die. I'm not going to be cheering. But I literally would not give a fuck because, no, that is not my country. New York can go fuck itself. It is a cesspool. They voted to be a cesspool. They voted again to be a cesspool. They need to leave Trump alone. I don't really care about even Trump, but they need to leave him alone. That place is a fucking shithole. The last time I was there, it was, what was it, 7 years ago? 6 years ago, sorry, almost 6 years ago. It was a shithole then. The subway's a dump. That place is a fucking dump. And I heard it's even worse now. The crime, the shoplifting, bombs, panhandling, it's even worse now. Fuck that. I'm not going there. I'll go to Moscow before I go to New York. Moscow's a nice city. New York is a fucking shithole. And you know what? I don't care. They could fucking take New York off the map. I do not give a flying fuck. All right? It's not my country. It is not my country. I'm done with that city. You know what? And honestly, they could just erase Blue America. I don't care. We're no longer one country. It's not my country. If they hit it, it's not my country. Thank you very much.